It means community, is what barbecue means. And there's a community of us that are still keeping it alive.
Eating at an American barbecue is where Australian-born director Matthew Salleh decided to tackle the reason why people are so fascinated with cooking food over fire.
As Australians, we sort of have a very simple barbecue. It's sort of, we were just joking that it's an Aussie barbecue is when you want to feed 100 people for less than $100. It's that sort of cheap and quick, and you get to the beers as quickly as possible. And then we're on a road trip through Texas, and you know, we carry the cameras wherever we go, and we started chatting and filming some pit masters there, and they've got this whole almost religious philosophy and dedication to their craft. And then we realized, oh, okay, there's a little more to this barbecue than we thought. Here's another country that's doing it totally differently. And then that just sort of begged the question, well, who else is doing it and how are they doing it?
The film Barbecue shows how 12 different cultures use flame to cook for family and friends. Film producer Rose Tucker says some countries' techniques are a far cry from the charcoal lighter fluid cooking methods we're accustomed to.
Mongolia was the most impressive. It's the most different to what we're used to. So they take the animal, they skin the animal, they cut its bones and meat into pieces, put it back inside the skin with hot rocks, and the animal then cooks from the inside out. They also blowtorch the skin so that it's cooking. The skin is being cooked while the inside is steaming with the hot rocks. That's something I've never seen before, never seen before. And just the amount of effort and work that goes into that, nothing goes to waste in Mongolia. You're eating every last bit of the animal.
So what country prepares the best barbecue? A tough question for our filmmakers.
Ooh, controversial question. Don't want to start World War III here, but I will say the most surprising barbecue was in Armenia. So in Armenia, where they have the pieces of pork on the long, what's the proper word?
Shampur, I think, yeah.
Shampur, pieces of pork covered in salt and pepper and spices, and then you eat it with the shot of vodka at the same time. That was pretty special. But it's also the atmosphere around it. It's not just the taste of the food, it's the whole atmosphere, which is why in Australia, the simple sausage on bread is pretty hard to beat as well.
You know, living in America now as Australians and having travelled the world for a few years to make this film, to sit in the Australian sun and have a cold beer, and it's like, that was, in a way, that was my favourite as well, you know. So it changes daily which one was our favourite, I think.
Let's try this. That's a barbecue. It brings people together.
The barbecue documentary is set to release on select streaming platforms this month. I'm Hank Santos, WBGO News.